Sarah, Haydock was great on the day. Hindsight, was it even better?
I think it was even better in hindsight, because I think that what we knew from the way he was immediately after the race and after that is that he hadn't really got into full speed. He was race rusty. I think he's a great big long-legged athlete, and he's pretty fussy about the ground. That was too heavy, and I'm now fearful that Kempton's going to be too fast. He needs that good to soft ground, and he needs to be switched on. He hadn't had a race really for 18 months, because the one at Sandown wasn't a proper race. And yes, he's come out definitely just a little bit angrier and wanting it a little bit more.
But really, from the day he came back, it's all about next March, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why there won't be any risks taken at Kempton. You know, if there's anything, even if it's genuinely good ground, but it's fast rather than nearer good to soft, I don't think we'll run him, because we've been desperate to get him on the grass. And every time we've galloped him on really good grass, he gallops very well, but you can just tell it's too fast for him.
But the track that will suit him if he got the right ground there, surely, with his style of run of racing.
I think Kempton is perfect for him, actually, because he can just keep serving it up to them. It'll make it... The only way we can beat Cucard is by making it impossible for him to get to us cruising. If you see him cruising up behind us, he's going to beat us, because he's got more toe than us. But what I want to see is him already having to start racing before he gets to us, and then we're in for a battle, which I'm hopeful we can win.
And if it isn't to be Kempton, is it to be Ireland? Or, I mean, do you reach the stage where you need another run in terms of the long term? You know,
yes,
I'm talking about working back from March.
There's the race at Cheltenham that I keep saying keeps changing its name, so I don't know what it's called anymore. But
Cotswold
Chase, and there's the Denman that are also possibilities, which have a little bit of attraction because we definitely have Nico back then.
So how's it been since Haydock? All gone according to plan?
Everything's been perfect, really, apart from the lack of rain. You know, we're longing to get him properly onto the grass. And I'd have liked to be able to do more schooling with him, because we always have schooled him a lot. And he's had to do everything on an all-weather surface because it's just too fast.
And Richard Johnson's set to ride if he goes?
Well, I imagine. The other worry about the ground is, even if it's good to soft, I suspect they may run Menora.
So what?
Unless it becomes up soft ground, I can't see that they probably wouldn't run Menora, in which case we will be in a muddle.
So what can you do now over the next week? Just pray for a bit of rain? I mean, what are the priorities between here and presumably decision day, which is about the 23rd?
Absolutely, it's just we're praying for rain. We have to ask everybody to take their clothes off and rain dance on Kempton.
But a huge pot and a massive incentive to run, obviously, is the prize and the prestige of winning one of the biggest of the lot.
You know, I love this horse, and I want everyone to know that he's the greatest, and for him to have won a King George. I believe there's next year, because he has no miles on the clock. But at the same time, we won't risk him.